Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 7th. You'll be interested to know. 78 years ago today, in 1947, Norwegian explorer Thor Heyerdahl's balsa wood raft, the Kon-Tiki, completed its remarkable journey across the Pacific Ocean. After sailing for 101 days and covering approximately 7,000 kilometers, the raft crashed into the reef at Ruroya in the Tuamotu Islands. This daring expedition aimed to demonstrate that ancient peoples could have made long sea voyages, connecting distant cultures. Heyerdahl's successful voyage captivated the world, inspiring a deeper appreciation for human ingenuity and the spirit of exploration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with 2 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:53 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:44. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with temperatures reaching around 78 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 59 and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 10:45 with the low tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies through the weekend, with highs near 82 on Friday and Saturday, and rising to 88 on Sunday. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the 60s. On Monday, enjoy another sunny day with a high near 90. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn has proposed a resolution to declare a public safety and health emergency in the Mass and Cass area. He notes that ongoing open drug use and related issues have escalated due to the opioid crisis. Flynn states, while the tents are long gone, hundreds of people are sprawled throughout the area every day, engaging in activities like drug dealing and violent crimes. He describes the situation as a humanitarian crisis, urging the city to adopt a treatment-first approach and implement a zero-tolerance policy for public drug use and trafficking, emphasizing the urgent need for strategic reevaluation. Now on to sports. At long last, the New England Patriots showcased a joint practice that inspires confidence. Head coach Mike Vrabel emerged from a skirmish with blood on his cheek, quipping, "You should see the other guy." This practice marked a significant improvement as the team held its ground against the Washington Commanders, who reached the NFC Championship game last season. Players noted a change, with receiver DeMario Douglas stating, "I love what we did today." Despite potential concerns, the Patriots seemed competent and well-run for the first time in years, creating a buzz of excitement among fans. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox lost to the Royals 7-3. Jonathan India hit a 3-run homer, and Michael Wacha scattered 5 hits over 6 innings for the Royals. The Sox scored early but left 4 runners on base and committed 2 errors. Boston finished with 7 hits, while Kansas City posted 12 with no errors. The Red Sox record is now 64-52. Tomorrow night, the Red Sox take on the San Diego Padres at Petco Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Walker Buehler is 6-6 with a 5.74 earned run average, facing Nick Pivetta, who is 11-3 with a 2.73. First pitch at 9:40 under sunny 76-degree skies. In top news, car-free streets are emerging in cities worldwide as pedestrian-only zones gain popularity. Once filled with parking lots, San Francisco's Mission Rock is transforming into a vibrant waterfront district, featuring wide streets and 8 acres of green space. This area promotes social and ecological well-being, with accessible transport options connecting to Silicon Valley. Similarly, Vilnius, Lithuania is enhancing its eco-friendly public transport, while Philadelphia boasts an extensive trail network. Paris is set to pedestrianize 500 streets, and Dubai plans over 4,000 miles of walkways. Bogota celebrates its Ciclovia, inspiring global pedestrian initiatives, and New York City focuses on pedestrian-friendly developments. In business news, in an intriguing legal battle, Cupertino-based Apple Incorporated has filed a lawsuit against Apple Cinemas, a small movie theater chain that recently expanded to San Francisco. The lawsuit, filed on August 1st in federal court in Massachusetts, claims trademark infringement, alleging that Apple Cinemas misleads consumers into thinking they are affiliated with a well-known tech giant. Apple Incorporated is seeking a court order to stop the theater chain from using the word Apple in its name and is pursuing unspecified damages. The complaint emphasizes that consumers should not confuse Apple Cinemas with a reputable Apple brand, which has significant goodwill and brand equity. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $115,000. Ethereum is up 2% to about $3,700. And XRP is up 2% to $2.97. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft is actively recruiting top talent from Google's DeepMind, led by Mustafa Suleiman, a co-founder of DeepMind. He is promising recruits a startup-like environment with less bureaucracy and higher pay. Suleiman has successfully hired at least 24 former DeepMind employees, including prominent engineers. This recruitment is part of a broader battle for artificial intelligence talent among major companies. Microsoft is focusing on enhancing its Copilot chatbot, competing against OpenAI's ChatGPT. As both Microsoft and Google expand their investments in artificial intelligence, the competition for skilled engineers intensifies. And in entertainment news, Ice Cube's new adaptation of War of the Worlds on Amazon Prime is a unique blend of science fiction and action comedy. In this film, Ice Cube portrays William Radford, a domestic terror analyst who connects with his children through hacking their devices. The story unfolds entirely on Radford's computer screen as he struggles with parenting after his wife's death. Meanwhile, strange storms reveal meteors carrying data-hungry aliens. The film blends humor and corporate branding, making it both a commercial for Amazon and a quirky narrative. With notification sounds and chaotic moments, It promises to be a wild viewing experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Thomas J. Watson. And he said, "The way to succeed is to double your failure rate, for in each attempt, we find new paths, and in each setback, growth emerges." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.